The Town of Discovery Bay regular CSD board meeting is now called to order. If you would all please rise and follow me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Vice President Pease.
Good. Now it's time for public comments, 3-minute time limit. I think everybody that I see here, most of you have had the opportunity to know the rules for this, so guidelines. So no guard, but if you're ready, come on up.
Hi, my name is Bill Helfrich. I live at 661 Beaver Court here in Discovery Bay. What I'm questioning is what has changed in the structure of the Town of Discovery Bay that would necessitate having an assistant general manager, if I'm reading your budget correctly, that at the bottom step annual salary will be $97,000 and the top step would be $121,000. So there's a range there. And then the project manager at $70 an hour, did we inherit 1,000 more homes, 500 more acres? What's really changed that necessitated the need to spend another probably $200,000 a year?
And is this considered to be on the agenda? If it is down, is that the point where Mr. Helfrich would be speaking? Do you know?
Correct. There'll be a public hearing on the board's consideration of the final budget. These comments can be either heard now at the board's pleasure or during the public hearing prior to the board's consideration of the budget.
It's your choice. It wasn't. I'm not talking.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to see if it's appropriate. It's appropriate. Keep going.
It's just I see them in the budget, but I'm not. You know, I'm already said my piece about your budget and how you present things. This is more a question of what necessitated this additional cost, what additional responsibilities. I didn't see any real changes in our scope of our town, the geography, or anything like that. And I find it kind of self-serving in that you set water rates and you set sewer rates based on what your expenses are. So if you add expenses, it justifies raising your rates. So I'm just, again, I question the need for these two new people. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Any other public comments? Seeing none, I'll close public comments and move on to the consent calendar. Is there any item that any board member would like pulled for further discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to pull item number 4.
Annual assessment of Ravenswood. Is there anything that you, is there a question or issue that can be resolved?
I think my question is, I see that the Hewitt engineering folks had done an analysis of zone 9. Did they also do an analysis of the other zones? And I'm just trying to understand why we just singled out this zone compared to zone 8, zone 61, zone 57.
I think that's a fairly straightforward question, which I'm sure you can address.
Town of Discovery Bay owns Zone 9, so our engineer does the engineering report for Zone 9. The county, there is no assessment in Zone 8, so there's no engineering report for an assessment in Zone 8, which the town owns. The remaining zones are county zones. County zones has the county engineer do the engineer's reports for those zones.
And I said that, I guess, maybe be a little more specific in my question. It looks like that the report, though, an engineering report was trying to determine the revenue versus expenditures for that. Would that analysis still pertain to all the zones, though, regardless of whether we own them or don't own them?
This is an engineering report analysis specifically for Zone 9, not the other zones. It's pertinent to Zone 9. It's for the characteristics of Zone 9.
Okay. That's satisfying? Then you're okay to leave it on?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, staff. Any public comment? Seeing no public comment, I'll bring it back to the board. Do I hear a motion for discussion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
DCCFPD, you're up. We missed you last time. Glad to see you back on this one.
Thanks for having me and accommodating me 2 weeks later. Busy with classes and all that fun stuff. So here's the report for May. In the month of May, there are 59 calls for service in Discovery Bay with an response time of 10:40. There was one major incident in Discovery Bay, and that was an auto versus pedestrian accident that had required a helicopter for transport. For the rest of May, there were 675 calls for service for the district and a response time of 8:22. That was responding to 4 residential structure fires, 1 commercial fire, 5 vehicle fires, 6 vegetation fires, and 14 exterior fires. We also responded to 24 vehicle accidents, additional 8 requiring rescue, 2 vehicle versus pedestrian accidents, which the one was here, 2 motorcycle accidents, and 1 bicycle accident. 2 things I want to touch on is auto safety. It's a message we've been putting out, and I'll tie in a personal story. We have a lot of visitors to our area right now, so I just want to let everybody know, in the audience, be aware of people who aren't from the area driving. Just last week, I was coming home in my service vehicle down Sellers Road, and I almost got hit by somebody who had flipped a U-turn out of one of the cherry stands. So people who don't know this road or don't know the roads out here, they can potentially cause accidents because they just don't know where they're going. So I ask our local residents, just keep your eyes and ears and wits about you when you're driving around this time of year, especially on weekends. Second big thing is fire season is here. Just last week, we had our first red flag warning of the season. I'm sure some of you saw it on the news. And just like clockwork, there was a 2,000-acre fire that popped off in the Lake County, Solano County border. Luckily, they were able to get a handle on it before it went to anywhere critical. It stayed in the hills. But that's the kickoff, that's the warning. So what we're doing right now is, it may not look like we're doing a lot, but we have letters out everywhere. So weed abatement's a big issue, and even here in Discovery Bay. We ask that everybody trim their weeds, trim them in the morning. If you have a neighbor that's not trimming weeds, you can either report it to the district and we can send them a letter, or you can talk to them yourself. Sometimes it doesn't go as well as you plan. But we have a process that when we do get a complaint, we have to send letters and we have to follow up with inspections all the way to the point of if we have to send a weed abatement onto their property. What occasionally occurs this time of year is we get people who think we're not doing enough to address it because they don't know our process. So that's why we invite people to come to our fire board meetings or to call us to ask about the process. When somebody complains about weeds, we just can't send somebody on the property to go cut the weeds down. It just doesn't work that way. There is a process to it. So please trim your weeds. Fire season is here. We've already had incidents in this county. Just, you know, it's that time. We already should have been doing it. And do it in the morning when it's nice and cool. Moving on to some good news, tentatively, and this is the day I'm scheduling right now, we're going to have an open house at Station 59 September 14th. When? September 14th. I started scheduling that about 2 weeks ago. I say tentative, it's probably 80% going to happen that day. I always got to make sure the logistics are in place for that day. So obviously we invite everybody here. I'll continue reminding the whole board about it in the public, and then you'll start seeing the flyers probably come late July or early August of that day. So, and that is my operation. Of course, I'm leaving available for questions.
Your new fire marshal? Are we going to see more?
I hope so. I know I said I would bring him here, Fire Marshal Laubert. He had to hit the ground running. He has got about 10,000 things he's trying to do. One of the things that we are doing, and it just came out this morning, was a no-fault fireworks take back. We'll start pushing that more. So we're gonna have certain days coming up in the next week and a half to where you'll be able to drop fireworks off at the fire stations so we can collect them and dispose them properly. And we're not taking reports, no names, it's just come drop them off and thanks for not lighting them off on the floor. So, and like I said, that just came out on our social media today, and we're gonna continue to push that. So that's one of the things he's been working on, is trying to get all that stuff done. He's got a busy season out here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks.
Okay, Okay, moving on to E1, Proclamation 1902.
Staff. We'll bring Mac up to talk about this.
Good evening. Since 1985, America has celebrated July as the nation's parks and recreation month. Taking advantage of Discovery Bay's local parks, trails, and waterways is a simple and economical way to improve physical fitness. Outdoor activities offer children and adults an opportunity to engage in moderate to vigorous physical activity. And according to the CDC, having access to parks, trails, and playgrounds can initiate other healthy lifestyle choices. Therefore, in keeping with Discovery Bay's Live Where You Play slogan and the town recreation program of encouraging everyone to play where you live, staff is asking your board to approve the proclamation before you this evening, declaring the month of July in the town of Discovery Bay as Parks and Recreation Month. Questions?
Not for me. Sounds good to me.
No,
more parks.
There you go.
More parks.
There you go.
Good,
Brian?
Yeah,
okay. All right.
Or concerts.
Okay. And before the board discusses, I'm going to go to, I have one card for public comment, and I'll go ahead and let Terry Laughlin come up and speak.
Good evening. I'm Terry Laughlin. I live at 5735 Greenfield Way in Discovery Bay. Regarding Proclamation 1920, proclaiming July 2019 as Parks and Recreation Month. Parks make a better life. What do the park and recreation really mean to the town of Discovery Bay? I visited two main parks in Zone 8, Cornell Park and the Community Center Park here. And Cornell Park, upon entering the park, I encountered grass bordered by weeds as high as the plants, two basketball courts in need of repair. All the bathrooms were out of toilet paper and seat covers and were filthy. The outside, there was an outside security lamp broken off the wall that's lying on the ground for months. A nicely covered picnic area with tables and barbecue pits, one that's completely rusted out and tilted over. A nice structure with some, a nice play structure for the kids, with repairs needed to the ground, but no shade for the adult supervision benches. Two bocce ball courts that are not maintained at all, broken lights, drinking fountains, some of which worked, some didn't. The pickleball courts look pretty good, but the players themselves are the ones that make the most improvements on, it seems like. Two soccer nets, unusable. The nets were shredded or non-existent. The entrance to the park at Discovery Bay was fairly well maintained. However, the parking lot is not ADA compliant, which is illegal and is subject to fine. We could be fined for that. The baseball area and the entire grassy field is very rutted, which would be dangerous for somebody to run on trying to shag a fly or play soccer on it to break an ankle. Overall, this wonderful park is in great need of help. Then I came over here to the Community Center Park, and the same thing. Upon entering the area, it's a non-ADA compliant parking lot, which is subject to fine. Extremely poor landscaping, insufficient lighting. I know from previous experience that the entire area in front of the Community Center floods and is in dire need of fixing. I also observed weedy, unwatered area next to the wall ball court. It's a real eyesore. Cracks throughout all the cement walkways that are very dangerous and could easily cause tripping or lawsuits. Most of the tennis courts are in pretty good shape, although the nets are being repaired by the players themselves. Two courts are in bad condition, the ones in the back, and perhaps they could be made into pickleball courts if they get them redone. The lights are missing on the front courts. No umbrellas on the spectator stables, which are in bad shape, or shades on the bleachers. Overall, all the grass area is in need of much work. Parks make a better life. The Zone 8 parks are in bad shape, while the other parks in Discovery Bay are well-kept and not in need of repairs or maintenance. instead of building a larger pool, the Hoffman monies should be used for better, for improving the parks. Thank you.
Any other public comments? Yes, Connie? Please try to adhere to the 3 minutes on the lighting here too as well, not just you, everybody.
Right, when we read, sometimes I don't have that. Is it counting it now?
Well,
no.
My name is Connie Miller, I live in Discovery Bay. I agree that parks are really important. I've used them many a times in other areas. Don't like using the ones here, these two in Zone 8. I'm going to quote again the Harrison report. The current revenue, whether through CSD assessment or property tax or under agreement between CSD and the county, are insufficient to cover the annual cost of maintaining and servicing the improvements, and has caused postponement of necessary rehabilitation and replacement of certain public improvements. To me, that's the parks. I'm looking at the parks and thinking about this report. And I'd like you to think about this declaration, which is a wonderful declaration. But you need to also think about the Harris report that I just quoted, and realize that spending all of the Hoffman money on a large swimming pool instead of continuing to complete the repairs of the existing pool would leave the parks continue disrepair. The ones in Zone 8 pays for these parks and much more, the community center, the building itself, the lighting, so forth and so on. This proclamation obviously means the board feels that parks are important to Discovery Bay. I do too. But why aren't we using part of the Hoffman money to fix these parks so that the children and adults can enjoy the parks? We cannot afford to maintain what we already have, which are necessary services, and is being able to host a swim meet a necessary service when many of the Discovery Bay services in Zone 8, meaning the two main parks and so on, are in dire need of improvement. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments?
Can you answer a question? You can do that, you're now
okay. I'm sorry, if you want to speak, come up to the microphone.
I'm Mark.
Wait until you get to the microphone. Oh, please record. Please record.
Not the lower of it. I'm Martin Spogel. I've been a Discovery Bay resident for the last 22 years. And I'm one of the Sands players out there. And these two were nice enough to come to our course the other day and express their concerns. And they asked me to come here, because we do talk about it in the court sometime, and we're aware of what's been being spent on that pool, and aware of the Hoffman grant. And we wonder why some of the money from the Hoffman grant isn't used to improve some of the simpler things out on the tennis courts or in the other parts that they were talking about, and all the money being allocated just for that pool. What is the reason for that?
Public
comment. Okay. Okay. But when they were discussing about tennis courts, the fixed nets or windscreens is very little, small percentage, real, real small percentage of what you guys are spending on this pool. And my kids used to use that pool, the old existing pool, and I know you guys renovated it several years ago. We didn't understand why it was torn down again. So maybe there were some structural problems that we were not aware of. So there might be, So, I think that, I think, just not myself, not just these two, but I think a large, I know my comrades out in the tennis court and stuff, but we'd like to see the money allocated to other sources other than just the pool. And what we're talking about on the edge, the wind screens, and, We're not asking you to improve all the tennis courts. Six of them aren't usable, very usable. Two of them we don't use because the asphalt's cracked and they're in real bad shape, so we just kind of forget those. But to fix those nets and windscreens, the nets are like maybe $300 a piece. We've been doing it ourselves. You have other visiting communities coming in here playing tennis. They have made fun of it. I have gone out to places like in Walnut Creek or in Lafayette or in Orinda, and I have played out there. Their facilities. Their facilities do not have the problems that we have. So when they come out here, they do make fun of it. And they're not happy with it. Yeah, so I think the minor amount of money just to fix the nets and the windscreen, that's kind of what, that's basically what would suffice us. We're not asking you to fix all the cracks on the court. We're not asking you to put new lighting on the court. We're just asking for the simple things to make it pleasant for everybody, not just us, but the other teams that come in. So if you can take some of that money, the Hoffman Grant, which I think is supposed to serve the whole community, not just one segment of the community. And if you can just consider that, go out and look at the course, and if you just put a little bit of money somewhere else to help us out a little bit, we probably will let the whole issue go.
Thank you. And thanks for taking the time to come in and let us know. Any other public comment? Only got one person left today. We're okay. I'm going to go ahead and close public comment. Bring it back to the board for discussion.
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, business action items G1.
Yep. The only report.
Peoria. I did it again, sorry. I've got so many scribbles here, I skipped it for me, I apologize.
It's okay. Okay, so my staff continues safe practices, safety training, economics, and working outside, surrounding bees, season, spider seasons, heat. All monthly state reports were submitted on time. I'll apologize on your list. I forgot to update that Wells 2 and 4 are now active as of May and are online. There's a little bit over 90 million gallons of water in the month of May. Water production seats, the falls are still well below our 2013 baseline. Production about 36%. Compared to 2013, so doing a great job on conservation. Wastewater plant's running great, well below our permit limits. Essentially, we're producing green quality water that's going to the river. No violations, all lift stations are working in order. We continue to assess the sewer lines, and staff continue to do a great job on keeping things permitted and corrective and keeping a backlog to the minimum. And the only last thing here, I'll show you that we had 7 call-outs, and we had, there was a question last month, what's the difference between a regular call-out emergency. So here, in the first part of May, we had a lady coming down Willow Lake, going west, and she turned on Beaver and took out the transformer there. The transformer, you can see it up under the car, and when she took that out, we lost lift station C. This was about 11 o'clock at night. We had to roll out, put the generator on, and ran about 12 hours on PG&E, had to come the next morning and rebuild that transformer. But yes, you just wiped that whole thing out, which missed the turn back.
Just did that big.
Other than that, things are going very well at the water pressure facilities.
Thanks, Bernie.
Thank you, Bernie.
Last one, thank you, Ann, for Bernie took me out last week and spent 3 hours of his day showing out the stations and the wells, and very formative, and I appreciate it. So I think taking your time out and some live around.
Thank you.
Good for you to move on.
Very formative.
It is.
And solid.
Okay, now can I move on to G1 and staff?
Okay, item one, I'll bring our finance director, Dina.
Good evening. Before you is a draft of the adopted budget for fiscal year 1920. The budget is essentially the same as presented to you on the June 5th Board of Directors meeting. However, there have been a few technical changes since the last presentation, and so I'm going to go through those right now. Okay, if you could look at page 17. The parks and maintenance worker two, it originally had for a 2021 three there, and it's supposed to be a two, and it looks like it still still needs to be corrected for second. Okay, and then actually the parks and maintenance worker three, there also needs to be a two there as well. So there was one employee I didn't realize he was a three, and I had him in a two.
Say so, one more time.
Which year?
So in the 2020 is correct. The 1920 is not correct. So that needs to be corrected. It's okay. Going to be a two and a two.
So where it says three and one, it should be
that's two and two. Two. That's correct. So that will be corrected with a final. Okay. If you can look on page 43. Zone 9 assessed revenue has been updated with the revenue plan from the approved Zone 9 engineer's assessment report. The new revenue amount is $143,521, and the previous proposed budget stated $143,200.
Tell me where you are.
The assessed income is line number 4131-5120. Okay, and it's under 1920 budget here. It says 143,521.
Yes.
That has been updated. That is correct. Okay. And that comes straight from the Zone 9 engineer's report.
Thank you.
Okay. On page 45, because of the new engineer's report, that budgeted fund summary has been updated with the correct revenue amount. So everything's been adjusted there. That concludes the update. Staff requests adoption of the fiscal year 1920 operating capital and revenue budget. And
okay, thank you, Christina. And with that, I will open the public hearing on resolution number 2019-06. Bill, please come on up.
Bill Halprecht, 661 Beaver Court here in Discovery Bay. Basically the same comment. I have been watching the local newspaper, and I believe you were supposed to post a notice for at least 2 weeks that this budget was going to be heard tonight for approval. I never did see the notice. It's like you're looking at the wrong spot. However, I still am in disagreement with your method of presentation of the Zone 8 income and expenses, or revenue and expenses, in that you are hiding in plain sight what it actually costs to operate the community center and making it virtually impossible to read and understand without an accounting degree and bookkeeper and big Excel spreadsheet that you are spending about 58% of your Zone 8 property tax to keep the community center up. That's it.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Seeing none, I'll close public comments and bring it back to the board. Before I go to that, I would like to just highlight one thing. There have been comments made on transparency, and we have been up here and been politely listening, but I would like to highlight, with the help of our general manager, we do have a District Transparency of Excellence Award from the California Special Districts Leadership Foundation, correct?
That's
That is correct.
And we meet all requirements that are there?
That's correct.
Okay, and I'm not trying to say that we meet minimum requirements. I'm saying it's very important to us. And if there's data in there that you do not find, then you have the opportunity to come and find that information. It may not always be in the same package you personally want, but we will do everything and have done everything that we need that is required. So we try to help out in that sense. And we hear you when you, we can bring your comments up, so thank you. Okay, now I'll bring it back to the board for discussion.
I just have a quick question to staff because I've heard a lot of comments here recently. I think we've got $600,000 of Hoffman agreement money coming in this year. Is that correct?
This is what year, yes, we received $600,000. That's correct.
To date, none of that money's been allocated, has it? To any project or any expense or anything?
Yeah.
That's my question. Thank you.
And I think I just want to point out one thing that I find a bit ironic, that we continue to hear about how we don't break out our expenses for the community center, and in fact that's the only expenses we do break out as 1A, and they're very specifically showing the documents. I know that Mr. Helfrich knows that because he's actually given us a spreadsheet with those expenses on it. And so the irony is that the accusation of us not showing the expenses for the community center, when it is the, we don't show it for Corning, we don't show it for Roberta Fuss's top lot, but we show it for the community center. So I think it's just kind of ironic that that accusation continues to be thrown out there when in fact it is the only part of the district where we break out the expenses exclusively for the community center.
The only thing I'd like to add is, first I want to thank staff for putting these reports together. I know I sat with Dana before and her computer has nothing but spreadsheets on it, and to be very honest, so thank you. I know it's an arduous task. I also want to thank Brian for adding all the capital improvement projects for Zone 8 that weren't previously identified in the last several months. So thank you for adding those. I just want to hope that I hope that the board members here, my fellow board members also have read that. And as I itemize all the capital improvement projects for Zone 8, it comes up to $1.5 million for deferred maintenance, landscaping, and necessary repairs. So I think that information is fairly new, and hopefully we're all cognizant of that. I don't know how those items will get identified or remedied, given our current situation, but hope we make the right decisions.
Thank you. Just to piggyback on what Director Leet had said, there's been a lot of discussion I've seen in social media, and I've actually had some residents come to me and talk to me about the money for the pool. Tonight wasn't a discussion on the pool, but I would like to again say the question that Director Leet had was, is it allocated to anything? And the answer was no. The direction we're going as a board, we're responsible not just for the money itself, but how the money is spent, and that's what we're trying to do. So recognize one piece of this is that we have not stopped looking at the all alternatives, and that's the direction the board has been going. I know there's been some that have come in and said that we've already made the decision. It has not been made. It hasn't even come up for vote yet. It will once we get the proper data, and that's what we're waiting for now. So if there's, yes, Director Lee? Okay, do I hear a motion?
I would move adoption and approval of resolution number 2019-06.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Opposed? Motion carries. Item G2. Oh, I'm yeah. Thank you.
Technically, when you said close public comment, that can operate as closing the public hearing. Public comment and public hearing in the context of this item operate as the same.
Oh, okay. We're safe. You're safe. Thank you. Item G2 then, discussion of possible action regarding establishing a public works contracts policy.
This is a policy that's already gone before the Internal Ops Committee and recommends approval. In essence, what this is that the town deals in a variety of public works contracts that involve maintenance or new construction. And part of, there are rules and regulations set up by the Department of Industrial Relations that require a variety of things depending on the type of public works construction, whether or not you've got to report the project to the DIR, Department of Industrial Relations, what those thresholds are in terms of value of those public works projects, and whether or not the public works projects are paying their people prevailing wage and benefits to their party. So it becomes kind of convoluted. So this policy is designed to work as much as a somewhat like a decision tree, if you will, so that staff has guidance on whether or not to register the project with DIR and what the entity's responsibilities are on public work contracts.
I think you've done a great job at bringing much clarity, much needed clarity to that policy. So thank you. Any other comments, questions?
No, we reviewed it heavily and we agreed from the original officer's side that it was confusing prior and probably still is a little confusing, but at least it has direction.
Well, I think, as the general manager stated, they now have a very easy to follow decision tree depending on the amount, depending on the type of project. It directs everybody as to where we have to register our projects and what's the appropriate pay scale.
And I just wanted to give some kudos to Andy because he's the one that actually structured that decision tree.
Good job. Thank you, Andy. Do I hear a motion?
No.
Comment. Oh, thank you. I'm going to open up for public comment. Hearing and seeing no public comment, no closed public comment.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Item G3, discussion and possible action regarding contract with CPS HR Consulting.
Yes, on approval of the budget, we approved the position of assistant general manager. My intention is to promote Vina, our finance manager, to the assistant general manager's position. This, of course, will leave the finance manager's position open. This is a very important position, as we know, we've gone through this budget process. And I sought some proposals from some excellent firms that conduct executive search, and that included CPS HR Consulting, Avery Associates, and Ralph Anderson. And after looking at all three, which were roughly in the same ballpark amount of approximately $25,000, it's my feeling to go with CPS HR Consulting. That's the ones I feel most comfortable with. And what's before you today is to authorize the general manager to enter into an agreement with CPS HR Consulting for those executive recruitment services for the finance director in an amount not to exceed $25,000.
Clarifying questions? I'll open it up for a public comment. And seeing none, I'll close public comment, bring it back to court. The one thing, let me just say what my piece on this, and it won't be total clarity, but one of the things, a weakness in many, many companies and in government organizations is the lack of depth. That if someone were to move on suddenly, you would not have another person ready to fill that position. We run on fairly bare bones staff. I think all of the staff members in the front row will agree with that. And losing one individual is a hurt, but losing a key individual is sometimes very devastating. And so we have to take a look and see what we can do to protect the ongoing operation people-wise, and I think it's a good move that you're making.
And I just add on to that, since you preached that subject, what also, it may not be obvious to the public at times, is the continual excessive government state mandates that are put upon us that our general manager has to address on a regular basis, and those are increasing daily, weekly, and takes away from his ability to be able to do some of the day-to-day things because of the amount of time he has to spend with state boards and local regional boards and other things, and then that leaves a gap in management. And I think that it, obviously we have not increased our circle of our sphere of influence here within Discovery Bay. Geographically, the amount of burden that's continually put on us by state agencies is one of the important reasons why we're having to expand our staff.
Very well put.
With that well said, given you're right, the complexity of what we deal with changes a lot every year with new state regulations and laws and so forth. So what I would move that we approve and recommend that the general manager enter into a contract with CPS for the executive recruitment noted in the staff report.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item G4, discussion of possible action to approve the notice of completion for the final payments 4A and 2 on wells.
Okay, so item 4, you have the staff report before you that Justin filled out. He's not here today, but we can say that we've completed the refurbishment of well 4A and well 2. And we want to close out the project. It was a very successful refurbishment. There is one issue with 4A where we put an old pump back in. Its serviceable life is questionable, so we do have a CIP project coming up next fiscal year to replace that pump, but all work's been completed and we think they did a good job.
Yes, it did. It's too bad Justin isn't here for us tonight. Any clarifying questions? Open for public comment. And see no public comment. I'll close that, bring it back to the board.
Yeah. As being a prior member of the Water Wastewater Committee, and when that was initially brought to light, I just want to be extremely grateful to not only our staff, but our subcontractors for making that happen. There was potentially a lot of things that could have happened, and they didn't. And they did a great job in refurbishing those things, replacing the casings that need to be replaced, and there was a potential there for a lot more expense than they incurred. So we're very pleased with that project.
I agree. I think they picked the right time to do it, and they did not look at it as an overall project and a high dollar figure. They went at it looking at the pieces that were necessary and being aware of any findings they had as they went through and were prepared for it. It went really, really smooth.
Okay. Vote acceptance.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Director's reports. I believe all the standing committee meetings were recorded on last.
I think so.
Board meeting. Okay, we'll skip that. Correct. Any other reportable items? Seeing none, we'll move on to manager's report.
No manager's report.
General manager's report, Jay.
I have a quick report to let you know that the official Town of Discovery Bay guide is out. Where you will see it is actually in the Discovery Bay phone book that is delivered to each of our residents. They expect to have that all out by the end of next week, so they should be arriving on the doorstep at any time.
Great.
This is cool. I like it.
For how many more years will a printed telephone book be delivered?
As long as we're willing to accept an invoice, I think they'll be printing.
And as long as they get sponsored, they'll print. Okay. Thank you. Is that it for manager's report?
That concludes my manager's report.
Thank you. Item K is for information only. You'll see a list of correspondence received. And L, future agenda items.
I have none at this time.
None that I see. Okay. And I will start the meeting at 7:40.